And I thank God for the opportunity to be on this call once again with my friend, Pastor Ward. Such a blessing this morning to get up with the people of God and just pray. And pray for power and pray for prosperity and just pray to our Father. So I'm grateful today, and may God bless you.
Amen. This morning, I don't know if everyone got the message. This morning, we will be praying over favor. And we'll be praying over favor in our lives and favor in our family's lives. But before we go to the throne and understanding favor, you know I always got to give you some scriptures that, for you to stand on, and want to make sure that we're not just thinking of this out of our head, that we are truly going to stand on the word of God, because that's the only thing that will prevail. That is our weapon. That is what we're going to fight with. So that is what we're going to stand on. But before we go into praying about favor and I give you these scriptures, I want you to understand what favor is. The definition of favor is something done or granted out of goodwill rather than from justice or remuneration, a kind act. So we got to understand favor is not something that we can earn. It's not something that we deserve. It is what God gives us simply because he loves us. And we always talk about how things aren't fair, but I want you to understand this morning, favor is not fair. And we love it when we receive it, but understand sometimes someone may receive favor over you, and that's okay, because God will grant you favor in your due season. And as long as you're not envious and jealous of someone else being uplifted, God will also uplift you. You just got to be patient. You got to be diligent. We got to pray and bless those that God will give us favor. We got to seek favor and ask for favor and stand on favor and knowing that God can do it. If you would, I want you to take down these scriptures. You also know that if you don't get a chance to write down the scriptures, I will be posting them on the website. You can go to powerfaithdm.org, or you can visit me on the Facebook page, and I will have them posted up on there for you to get these scriptures. And once again, take these scriptures, print them out, put them up, keep them somewhere where you can always stand on them. Pray on these things every day. Whenever you're going through it, you want God to move in your life. I've received many prayer requests from people saying that God, they need God's favor right now. In employment, they need God's favor. And you may ask, why do you need God's favor? Because sometimes we know we're going against things that we know we may not be equipped to handle. Sometimes we get favorite positions and jobs. It may be asking for a master's degree, and we don't have an undergraduate's degree. They may ask you for 15 years' experience, and you may only have 10 years' experience. But with God's favor, you will be given that. That's why we pray for God's favor. Where man will only see one thing, God sees another. And if we look in Genesis, the first time we begin to speak of favor was Genesis 39, 3 through 4. And it says, and his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight. Understand, God will bless every, he created you. He made who you are. And he says he will bless everything that you touch that is in your hand. And it goes on, he says, you have granted me life and favor. This is Job 10:12. You have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit. He says, "You, God is life and favor. God will supply that to you, and your favor will engage when your abilities have lacked." Understand. Now, when you're talking about favor, remember, favor is that thing that is unwarranted, unmerited. So when we pray for favor, we're praying for favor that is exceedingly abundantly above what we know that we're able to receive and we're able to obtain on our own. It's going from Psalms 23:3-5-6. You prepare a table, and I love this. I want you to get, I love this one. I love this one. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You may say, Pastor, what is that dealing with favor? That's dealing with favor because he says, listen, you will be in the presence of those that want to kill you. You will be in the presence of those that want to ridicule you, those that want to talk about you, but they can't touch you. God's favor will prevail. And not only that, he says he will perfect a feast. They will be looking at you, and you will have everything, and you will be eating, which means that you will be nourishing yourself, and you will have an abundance. But it won't just be in the people that love you. It'll be in the people that have set up to kill you, that despise you, that hate you, and they will see that it is God prevalent in your life. So don't worry about those people. The reason that those enemies are around you today is because God is going to lift you up today. Don't try to run away from them. Stand your ground. Let God elevate you so they can see who God is in your life, because that may be the only God they see. No longer are we going to run and tuck tail and hide. God said he's going to prevail. He's going to prepare a table for us, and we will sit and enjoy and relax. No more eating on the run. We're going to stand right here and enjoy what the goodness of God has given us because of his favor. He goes on in Psalms 30:5, for his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Understand, his favor is for life. The favor of God he's going to give you, as long as you're following him, is not for just one time. It is for the rest of your life. But you got to know that God is going to grant it to you. You got to be in order with God, and you got to ask for God's favor. It goes to Psalm 16:15, in the light of king, in the king's countenance, is life, and his favor is a cloud of the latter rain. His favor is a cloud of latter rain, which means that his favor will shower down upon you. It will come down upon you, and it will drench you. And if you just stay there and wait for God, he will shower you with his favor. It goes on, and it says in Psalms 8:4-6, it reads, what is a man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all these things under his feet. Here it is. We simply see that God has given us the dominion over this world. So why are we letting what the world says to dictate us? He's given us this favor. He said not only that we have charge over angels, we have charge over this world, but we need to stop walking around realizing that the world controls us. We sit back and we say things, well, that's the way the world is. That's the way the world turns. No, that is not God, because, see, God will disrupt this flow. Where it's rotating one way, God can make it spin it another way. Where it's tilted on the axis to the left, God will make it tilt on the axis to the right. We serve an omnipotent God. We serve an impossible God, a God that can do more than what we can think or ask. So we need to understand that he's already given us this. This is not something we got to seek for. He's already given us dominion, so we need to walk in that dominion, and then we can ask for favor. But you got to stop asking for dominion and favor and things he's already granted to you. Let God be God, but we first got to walk in the ordinance of God. And then he goes on in Jeremiah 33:3. And I want you to hear this. This is what we're going to stand on the prayers. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Plain and simple, he says, call unto me, call his name, pray, seek his face, and he will show you. There are things that God has prepared for us that we haven't even thought of, like I just told you. I'm not just telling you out of my mind. I'm not just trying to make you feel good. I don't want you to have an itchy ears, but I want you to stand in the word of God, the promises of God. He said he will show you. He will show you and give you things that you don't know. And finally, Luke 2:52, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. He already said greater works than these that what we shall do. So if Jesus increased, we will increase. And we will increase in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and with man. So this morning we're going to pray over favor, not just with God, but pray for favor with man, that everywhere we go, we will go to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning saying thank you, Father. Father, right now, thank you for the word of God, Father. Thank you for the promises you've given us, Father. Thank you for these scriptures that you've aligned with us to know that your faith, your favor is sufficient, and you will keep us, Father. Father, we know that there are individuals right now. We want to pray over the children that need favor over their chest this morning. We want to pray over the teachers that need favor with their job and favor with students that just don't want to listen. We want to bind out of that spirit of disobedience. We want favor with them. We want students to walk into school today ready to learn, ready to engage in conversation with the teacher of instruction. We want them to go in ready to do the right thing, ready to follow what the rules are. Father, we are asking for favor with them. That's favor with man right now, Father, because we realize that if you come in and you grant us that favor with these students, then there will be a proper learning environment for even our children that are ready to engage, our children that we so rose up to prepare them to study, Father. And we pray that it's not just in elementary school, not just in lower school, not just in high school, but in college also, Father. We pray for favor with them, and we pray for favor with the students, with their teachers, Father, because we realize some teachers are just out there, and they're just doing it for a job, but we want to pray over them, Father. We want to pray for our children that they grant favor with them, favor with teachers that just probably don't like them for no reason, favor with those teachers that are having issues in their household and they take it on the students. But we pray for favor over our children this morning.
Yes, Lord.
God, we pray for favor over our employees right now, Father. Favor with their bosses. As you said, favor with man. Favor with their bosses as they've been doing a diligent work. And they're children of you. And they're looking for that promotion. They're looking for that raise. And we know that they have not been on the job long enough for that raise. But your favor is gracious and sufficient. And you can grant it to them. So we seek you this morning for favor with that raise. Even though the company say they're operating in the red. Even though the company say they're not giving any increases. We pray for favor over their life right now, Father. That they get that increase right now, Father. Father, right now, we pray for favor over individuals that are having problems with their mortgages and with their rent and with their bills right now, Father. As bill collectors call their house right now, Father, we grant you favor right now. Give them that extension, Father. As a matter of fact, Father, because it came into my mind, Father, grant them where they say, you know what? Don't worry about it. Pick it up where you are. Pick up from now on, and we'll deal with that later. We'll tack it on the end. We'll work it out. We'll just extend one more month without any more accrued interest, Father. That's what we pray for. And if we're praying for it and it's in our mind, we know you can do exceedingly above all of that right now, Father, because you say you promise you can do things that we don't even know of right now, Father. Father, right now, we know that you can grant us favor while we're sitting here praying how to make a mortgage and try to get the money for a down payment. You'll grant us favor to buy a house and get it cash, Father. While people are sitting here waiting on their tax money to come back to pay some bills, you'll grant them favor where that money will be their increase, and you'll take care of those bills right now, Father. Father, right now, we pray for favor with doctors, favor with those doctors that are sitting back saying that there's nothing more they can do, that it's enough being said, that they won't come out of the coma, that they can't be healed, that they can't read, they can't walk, and that their career may be over. We pray for favor over those doctors that do what they should be doing, Father, and your favor to heal them right now, Father, because we know your grace, once again, is sufficient, Father. We know that your favor is sufficient. We know that you can do exceedingly abundant above all things that we can ask and think, Father. And we're standing on that right now, Father. Father, right now, we pray for favor in our households. We pray for favor over our families, Father. We pray for favor with our loved ones, Father. We pray for favor with you right now, Father. We pray for that favor right now. Everywhere we go, we pray for favor with the churches, that when they go into the community, that they will have been received with the warm arms, that churches will no longer be staying in that one place, and they'll get up and go out to the community. Right now, Father, oh, I pray a special favor over my Bishop right now, Father, over Bishop Cosmo right now, Father. I pray favor over him with his people, Father. I pray favor over him in the community that he's launched out to right now, Father.
Thank
I pray
you.
A special favor over him. Oh, hallelujah, right now, Father. I pray that favor over him. I pray the favor over the men and women of the gospel right now, Father, that are going out there spreading your word. I don't care whether it's tweeted. I don't care whether it's Facebooking. I don't care whether they got internet radio on the TV. I pray your favor over their life, that they don't have to worry about their bills. They don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from. They don't have to worry about their family. They don't have to worry about losing their church. I just pray that you grant them favor above all bountifully, so therefore they can preach your word, teach your word, spread your word, nourish the people, and continue to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father. I pray for favor over each person on this call right now, Father. Favor in their life. Favor in their loved ones' life. Favor over their family right now. I want you just to shower down that cloud of latter rain of favor over their household right now. Let it rain down on them right now, Father.
Do it.
So much favor. neighbor, that it creates a flood in their own neighborhood, and no one understands where it's coming from simply because it's the favor of them. Just because you're anointed, there are going to be people that are told to you that are going to get your favor just because you're so overwhelmed with those blessings, right? So get in line with the right people God can bless. Oh, we come to you this morning, standing on this, on your word, and your God, Son Jesus' name. Amen, Pastor Quinn.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor, for that powerful prayer. Listen, let me tell you something, dear people of God, and I hope this doesn't catch you off guard, because it seems as if favor has become much so a cliche in the synagogues, in the churches, in ministries, and the term favor has been used so loosely. But I want to shed some light with you on a particular scripture verse, a story in the Bible that takes place in the book of Genesis, the 37th chapter. And it's dealing with Joseph. It's dealing with the character, the man named Joseph. We find in Joseph that Joseph was favored, in Genesis, that Joseph was favored by his father. He was favored by his father. And because he was favored and loved more than his other brethren by his father, they sought to kill him. As you know in the story, he was given a coat of many colors by his father. He was given a coat of many colors. And as a matter of fact, in Genesis, the 37th and 37th chapter, the 2nd through the 4th verse, it says, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was the son of his old age. And he made him a coat, a varicolored tunic. And his brothers saw that his father loved him." Another translation says that his father favored him more than all his brothers. And so they hated him and could not speak to him on friendly terms. Understand this, when you're favored by God, that doesn't always mean that people will be friendly to you. And you have to understand this, people of God, because we walk in the favor of God and we walk in the love of God. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the world will favor us. Though favor is not fair, those who truly are favored have had to pay a price for it. Understand this. Joseph was favored by God. He was favored by God, but yet and still he had to pay a price for his favor. He had to go through the pit. Then he had to be a servant to Potiphar's house. Then he had to go to the prison, and then he ended up in the palace. So you have to understand that when you're favored by God, you don't just start off in the palace, but you have to go through the pit. Favor does not make you invincible. You're still vulnerable, but favor will prompt God to vindicate you. Understand this. When you're favored by God, you're still vulnerable. But God will vindicate you in the time when you need him. Weeping may endure for a moment, for a night. But like my friend said in that scripture in Psalms, but joy cometh in the morning. Meaning that I'm going to have to go through a situation. I'm going to have to go through a circumstance. I'm going to have to go through some predicament. But that does not mean that the favor of God is not still on my life, even though I may have to go through the fire. Listen, I'm going to point out another scripture. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and the 2nd verse says this. It says, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." God didn't say that you weren't going to have to go through the waters and through the fire just because you are favored. But it's just because you're favored that you're going to have to endure through those predicaments. I also I want to point out in this one last thing, and then we're going to get into our prayer. You have to understand this, that God's favor is not a visa. Some places are prohibited in order to protect your anointing. So don't question God about the doors that have been closed. It's one thing that I understand about God's favor is that it will not always grant you access to everywhere you want to go. Because when you're operating in God's favor, you're not operating in your will. So it means that just because you have the favor of God on your life, it does not mean necessarily that God's going to take you where you want to go. But it's in fact going to take you, he's going to take you where he wants you to go. So we thank God today for the favor on our lives. Let us look towards heaven as we pray to our Father. Father, we thank you today. We lift your name, Lord, and we bless you. Lord, we can't stop singing praises about you, because every time we think about you, we think about the goodness of your glory. We think about how good you've been to us, Lord. We thank you because you've been a shelter in the time of a storm, Lord. You've been there for us. And Lord God, we just want to thank you today, Lord. Before we even go into what we need or what we are asking for, Lord, we just want to say that we love you. And Lord, that you've been so good to us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every bad thing that's come into our life, every negative comment, Lord, everything that has come against us, because it taught us to love you more. It taught us, Lord, that even though folks can't forgive us, Lord, we still got your favor. Even though folks have scandalized our names, Lord, we still have your favor. And what is the favor of God? The favor of God is your love, Lord. So we thank you today for your love. In spite of us not even loving ourselves, Lord, you loved us. For you said in your word, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." So, Lord, we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. And we thank you today, God, because you loved us. Lord, we thank you for your benevolence and your concern for our welfare, Lord. And we thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, God, because we know and we understand that you don't deal with your people just based off of their merit or their worth, but it is according to our need. Lord, we thank you for supplying our needs, Lord. And this is what I'm talking about when I talk about favor. Because, Lord, even when we didn't deserve it, God, you still gave it to us. Even when we were, the songwriter said, "I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But then the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me." Now, saving my Lord, we thank you for lifting us. And we thank you for keeping us, because we understand, God, it was nothing but you, God. And we understand that your love was what lifted us. Lord, we understand that it was you and by your power that you lifted us. And so, God, we thank you for your grace. And then, Lord, we can't leave out that other twin. God, we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your tenderheartedness. Lord, we thank you for having compassion on us to see us as we are. Even while we were in sin, God, you still loved us. Even when we were in sin, God, you said there's still hope for us. But then, too, God, we thank you for your persistence.
Yes,
we
Father.
Thank you, God, for your persistence and your patience with us and your long-suffering with us. Lord, these are all the components of your favor. And so, God, we thank you for the favor on our lives, God. We understand,
Father.
Lord, that it was no fault of our own, but it was all through you that you loved us, God. And because you loved us, you granted us your favor.
Thank you,
even
Lord.
When we didn't deserve it, Lord, you gave it to us. Even when we couldn't see our way, God, you made a way. Even, God, when we were stuck in our sins, Lord, even when we committed sins against you, Lord, of omission, Lord, we did it, and, Lord, you still loved us. And so, God, it's because that you loved us and because you granted us favor that we're going to lift your name on high. Lord, we're going to bless your name because you favored us. Lord, we're going to sing your praises because you favored us.
Yes,
Lord, I ask right now, Lord, that you protect us, that you keep us in our way and keep us in your way, God, where you want us to go. We thank you, Father God, for the favor, but, Lord, we also thank you for what's going to happen because of the favor.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord, what's going to come out of us having a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. That means the good things and the bad things. Lord, we look forward to the things that are coming and that are going to transpire in our lives because we have favor. Lord, we understand that every day is not going to be a day of flowery bed of roses.
Yeah.
But, God, we're looking to you and understanding that just because we have your favor, we understand that's protection. So, God, we thank you in advance for the protection that you've placed over our lives. We thank you, Lord, in advance for the guidance that you're giving us because you have favored us. We understand it now. Favor ain't fair, but favor comes with a price. Lord, we understand that because we have a testimony, because we went through something, because we have a test, we can appreciate the testimony. Lord, we understand you don't take us through anything just to take us through it, but it's for a reason that you take us through it. And so, God, we thank you today, and we bless your name for the favor on our lives. We pray for increase through favor. We pray for blessings through favor, and we know that we are the beneficiaries of your favor.
Thank you,
because you've given it to us, and you said so in your word. And we bless your name today.
Yes.
Let every heart say amen.
Amen.
And praise God.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Quinn. We thank you for
bless
that
you,
prayer.
Pastor.
We thank all of you for being on this prayer call. And I want you to understand that as a friend, we're interceding for others, and we're going to keep doing this. And I feel the presence of God when we're on this call. And I've gotten reports of people saying that their days have been better, and they love starting at the feet of the Lord. And I want you to continue sending those prayers reports. Keep sending them in and everything. And if you want, like I said, we are recording these. So if you want someone to hear it and they need to pray with it, please visit the website of Power of Faith. That's powerofaithdm.org. And they will be uploaded on that page, and you can hear them there. You can make sure you can hear them at any time. Coming soon will be an app for you to be able to just download it on your phone and be able to get these words. Understand, it's not about uplifting of Pastor Quinn or uplifting of Pastor Ward. It's about the uplifting of God's word. We just want to make sure that God's word go out, and make sure that everyone, all the saints, have the opportunity. And those that are coming in, we want to make sure, if you notice, the devil, the world makes it easy for you to have those things that aren't good for you. There's a McDonald's on every corner. No, not dogging out McDonald's, but there's a fast food restaurant on every corner. There's a liquor store on every corner. But if you try, you can buy lottery tickets everywhere you go. But and understand, I'm not dogging out these things, but we know those things are not healthy for us in abundance. But if you try to find a health food place, it's a healthy food source to eat. It costs more money, and it's harder to get to. The health food section of the grocery store is back in the corner somewhere. I want you to understand, it's the same way. We're full of negativity. People are always trying to put the negative stuff out there, but we want to begin to take back the kingdom. God called us to be disciples, and that's the main thing. We're all ministers of the gospel, and we got to walk in that. And this is one of the ways we start. So spread this prayer call to your friends. I thank you. We got people online from California, people from Ohio, people from Vermont. I got people from Florida on the call. You know, I just got somebody who just sent me a message saying that they just, that I praise God to Benita. She received favor. She was in South Carolina, applied for a job in Atlanta. I'm going to tell you how to favor God. People are in Atlanta talking about they can't get a job, but yet this woman lives in South Carolina, applied for a job in Atlanta, and got the job. You want to talk about the favor of God? I'm trying to tell you, God is real. I was on the prayer. We was in prayer just the other day. God is real. That is proof. That's a testimony enough right there. I want you to stand boldly and know what the favor of God will do. You better believe it. You better receive it. You better stand on it. I'm here for you. I'm Pastor John Ward, and you have Pastor Quincy Cardwell on the line, and we'll be standing here praying for you. You can reach us both on Facebook. You can reach us, just Google us if you got to talk to us. We're not too big. You can't talk to us. We're there for you. We're servants of you, not you service of us. We're servants of you, here for you, serving God in the kingdom. Amen.
Right.
Love you, and
amen.
Be blessed.
God bless you. God bless you, people of God.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Amen.